This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tom Hickman. In the United States, outside the White House, there have been clashes between protesters and police where volleys of tear gas have been launched and large fires have been started, as many people already frustrated after months of isolation because of COVID-19 have now reacted to a series of recent incidents often attributed to racism in America. These protests taking place around the country were sparked by the death of George Floyd, a black man who was detained by Minneapolis police officers and died in their custody. Video of the incident shows now fired police officer Derek Chauvin resting his knee in Floyd's neck while Floyd was handcuffed and on the ground pleading because he could not breathe. The video, which lasts about 8 minutes, shows onlookers pleading for Chauvin to remove his knee as well and for someone to render aid to Floyd, who became visibly unresponsive. Floyd was later pronounced dead, and the actions of the police officers at the scene were denounced by many of the nation's leaders, law enforcement community, and American public. While Chauvin has been charged with murder and three additional other officers are fired, there has been continued civil unrest. Hundreds of protesters converged on the White House and marched along the National Mall in protest of the death of George Floyd. Protesters dragged away barricades and used concrete for projectiles. There have been large fires set and arrests at the White House. Some have criticized President Trump, who appears to be supporting tougher tactics being used by law enforcement to disperse protesters. Mr. Trump said Saturday the military could deploy troops to the protest epicenter, Minneapolis, very quickly. A U.S. official speaking on condition of anonymity told Reuters the military had ordered some active-duty Army military police officers to be prepared to deploy if local authorities requested their help. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. As the coverage of the protests continues, there have been targeted attacks or arrests of network reporters working for organizations like CNN and Fox News. Around the country, in major cities like New York, Atlanta, and Los Angeles, the scenes have been very similar. And thousands of protesters have been arrested. News organizations have dispatched teams around the country to continue to monitor the activity very closely. And as it pertains to COVID-19 globally, there have been approximately 370,000 deaths attributed to COVID-19, nearly 104,000 in the United States. The number of infections globally is well above 6 million, more than 1.7 million in the United States. Pope Francis Saturday urged politicians to divert funds spent on weapons to research, which will help prevent another pandemic. Speaking as he led the largest gathering in the Vatican in nearly 3 months, the pontiff prayed the rosary in the Vatican Gardens as tens of thousands of people and about 50 Catholic shrines around the world joined in. A large screen in the garden showed video links with about 25 locations, media, some technical issues as he prayed. The pontiff also asked the Virgin Mary to touch leaders and the consciences so that the enormous sums spent to possess more armaments and to perfect them would be instead destined to the promotion of sufficient research to prevent such catastrophes as a worldwide pandemic in the future. Among those who prayed were Italian doctors, nurses, and ambulance drivers, as well as people who recovered from the new coronavirus or lost family members. A British infectious disease expert and a member of the British government scientific advisory group says that the loosening of lockdown measures in England is dangerous. Professor John Edmonds, a member of Britain's Scientific Advisory Group for Emergencies Committee, expressed concern over the country's ability to contain the spread of the virus as the lockdown eases. He said the most important issue was the higher number of cases still being reported. He cited 8,000 new infections per day in England alone. Monday in England, groups of up to 6 people from different households will be allowed to meet outside in parks or private gardens as long as they maintain to meet the social distancing. The Islamic State has claimed responsibility for a bombing which killed 2 employees of an Afghan television station and wounded 7 others in Kabul. A Taliban spokesman denied any involvement in the attack on his Twitter account. And for the first time in 9 years, a U.S. rocket has lifted off, carrying an American astronaut to the International Space Station Saturday afternoon. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.